What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And a very good morning to our special guest in the studio. Good morning, Mel, naturopath.
Hello.
Mel, regular guest.
Hello, Mel.
Nice to have you in.
Nice to be here. Nice to have extra company.
I know. Nice here. To meet you. We've never met before.
Oh, yes. You've just met.
Bonding over naturopathy.
You were.
Because, you know, I find I'm like an honorary naturopath because I had to sit through my mum studying it as a child.
And then a guinea pig?
Absolutely a guinea pig. I've had all kinds of newt and, you know, I have... No, I'm joking. None of that. I may have called my mum a witch doctor a couple of times.
I have been called that many times.
It's all in love, but it's fun. It's cool. Yeah, naturopathy is interesting. It's very cool. Even to this day, I still don't ever go, I need... You know, paracetamol. I go, I just need a glass of water and a lay down. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mum,
if we all did that, if we all had a glass of water first,
yep.
Bit of R&R. But isn't that amazing that you grew up with someone, you know, taking that holistic approach to your health and investing in you?
And sticking needles in me and all kinds of fun things.
Okay, I haven't done that
yet. You haven't done that, yes. My mum was an overachiever, as she would like to tell us. All the degrees and all the different medical things. I'm like, all right, mum.
Beautiful.
But yeah, how fun.
How good is that? You've got a bit in common.
I know. Well,
yes. Yeah. Plus, you know, I listen to your banter with,
thank you.
You know, talking about music for a good hour. For me, it's more the 9 till 10 morning
high
session.
School hits.
But I think we could have a banter off with high school hits versus the jazz show because, you know, who would run out of words first? And I think Mike Battersby would just go.
I think I would lose.
I think he would.
You know, it'd be the end days of Earth. Mike would still be cheery, hopeful, smiling, and Ash.
And Ash as well. Avocado, good for you?
Oh, of course it's
we'll
good
chat
for
about,
you.
Dan's waiting for some avocado on toast that he's
ordered. I said,
Kirstie,
the shops.
Okay.
I said, Kirstie, I want avocado toast. Mm. Please make it happen.
So being the son of a naturopath, though, is the toast going to be like a good paleo bread with seeds and almond meal and egg base?
It is going to be seedy. I promise you it's seedy.
Bit of salmon on top of that.
Oh, stop it.
Ooh,
because some people tell me, well, my wife tells me, that avocado is full of fat and it's not actually that good for you.
Okay.
Is it true?
So it's a good fat, but it's a balance. You don't want to be eating them all. As per usual, you know, I'm talking about hydration with people and someone will say to me, I drink 4 or 5 litres a day, who's not exercising, not sweating, not on a building site. And I'm saying, maybe that's too much.
Okay.
You know, are you in the bathroom all day?
Yeah.
Like, you know, avocado, great. Quarter avocado, half an avocado in a serve. Yeah. Eating several of those a day, possibly not. So it's all about balance.
So half a day's fine. Oh, mate, I'm killing it.
Half an avo.
I'm so healthy.
And they're still about a dollar.
They're so cheap. They're so cheap right now.
Yeah. So now we've got Jasmine who's joining us. Hello, Jasmine. And Jasmine's gone. Jasmine has gone very, very quiet. It's Mel's daughter.
Which is great. So let's enjoy that.
Are you settling her, Jasmine, because she was a little bit grizzly out there, Mel?
A little bit grizzly.
Was it Rachel? Did Rachel scare
you,
Jasmine?
She loves Rachel.
Oh, Auntie Rachel.
Uncle
so
Lockie
good.
And...
It's just one big happy family, isn't it?
We'll be friends one day.
That's it. Isn't it beautiful? The community here.
She looks a little bit concerned, Mel. She's looking at Uncle Dan here, thinking, I haven't met Uncle Dan before.
No, plus it looks quite bright in here too.
It is.
It's a bit overstimulating.
But the good thing is that she's settled. So if you're on our website, you'll be able to have a look at Mel and also little Jasmine, who's just sitting there so quietly. Mel, we love what you do. Love coming in and sharing all of your expertise and sharing some health tips. I mean, you're doing this all day, every day. We've been talking about hope, you know, all day, every day. But you are also giving health advice every day as well.
Yep.
Yes, and look, it's such a privilege to be speaking at 98.5. And what I always want to try and get, my main message is to empower people, to encourage people, because we're all on these health journeys. My view of holistic health, mind, body, soul, emotions, spiritual health. Yep. That's so important, and we know the effects of loneliness on health and how detrimental that can be and the importance of community for our health too, and speaking hope into people's lives. That's part of our health and our mental health.
Sorry, I'm just playing peekaboo.
Let's play peekaboo. You got a microphone on, Mike.
We can all hear you, Mike.
Peek-a-boo.
This is sounding a little bit creepy yeah. here.
Peekaboo. No, 100%. And I 100% agree with that. That whole, like, the hope factor and the heart and stuff actually tying in with people's physical health is a real thing.
Yes, and people who are getting a diagnosis, you know, minute by minute, there's stuff happening across our city.
Yep.
People can be leaving, you know, a specialist's office, get in the car, turn on the radio, and there's hope.
Yep.
There's a positive message. There's someone, you know, talking, having a great banter in the morning, and all of a sudden there's a shift in your mental health. There's a change of perspective, and that is so vital. And so for me, that's what I really value with 98.5. And personally, I've been in some challenges, and I've got in the car, and I've turned it on, and I don't believe it's a coincidence when there's a scripture, a word, a song that speaks straight to me and changes my perspective. You know, it's more than a coincidence. This is intentional.
Yep.
The culture that is created here.
Jasmine, you're trying to take that microphone away from her. Did you want to say something, Jasmine? I think she wants to talk, Mel. She's trying to grab your microphone.
She is, but she gets to hear me all day.
Yeah. She does.
She gets to hear me speaking. And for new mums, it's such a challenge because you feel frazzled.
Yeah.
I don't use daycare, so Jasmine's with me all the time. I'm trying to work, trying to navigate this, like right now. And
Get it. You grab that microphone, Jasmine. Yeah. Come on, you grab it.
No? So, you know, to the new mums out there who are really tired and listening in and just being encouraged, that's so important.
She's happy now she's got some popcorn.
Yes.
Everyone's happy when they get popcorn.
The food. It's great, isn't it? Starts from a young age, doesn't it?
It does.
You can't be sad and have popcorn.
They're
contradictory ideas.
Even just the smell of popcorn reminds us about.
If you're on our website, check out how little Jasmine's going here. She, for some reason, she's keen to grab the microphone on your headset, Mel. I don't know why.
Because it's fun.
And yes, it is fun. Yes. And you just want to have fun, don't you?
Yes.
Mine? It's fun times.
Mel, we are nearly out of time. Just before we finish off today, we love having you in. You come in every fortnight and share your wisdom and also answer so many text questions come in and phone calls. We often have trouble keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep doing it? Why do you keep coming in and doing what you do here at 98.5?
I am just genuinely passionate about holistic health, naturopathy. I do live and breathe it. It is a privilege to be able to help people be, you know, healthier people.
Yeah.
And it is, we've got this one body.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate that to people. We need to remember this is where we live for life. You know, one planet, got to take care of it, one body.
That's
the importance. And part of the philosophy of naturopathy is, you know, the healing power of nature, helping the body to heal itself, getting to the root of the cause. And that takes a bit longer. So it's still kind of merging with the Western medicine side of things. But it's a privilege to be here. And I just love chatting about all these holistic health solutions for people. And I'm grateful that people do text in and do want to engage and take that responsibility and take care of their health and, you know, challenge themselves too. So it's great when we hear someone text back to us and they say, hey, you recommended this and I've been doing it and I've had great improvements.
Yep.
You know, that's giving people hope.
So good.
That's the encouragement and I love it.
So good.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.